Zinas. Tonight, lead proponent of the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill, John Intimfojo, has expressed disappointment over the continuous delay in programming the anti-LGBTQ bill for its laying and passage. Only weeks ago, Speaker Alban Bapping ruled definitely on whether the bill had already been passed. Majority Leader Mahama Yariga argued that because it was approved during the 8th Parliament, it did not need to be reintroduced. But the Speaker disagreed, insisting that the bill passed by the previous parliament is now moot. He directed that it be laid afresh, paving way for the sponsors to restart the entire process.
The 8th Parliament is history. So are all the businesses that were pending in the 8th Parliament. They all ended with the 8th Parliament. And so we have a new parliament, the 9th Parliament. And therefore, what was pending there came to an end and had to be reintroduced. It was actually transmitted to the former president. They wrote to tell us that they would not assent to it. The only constitutional error they committed was they didn't give us the reasons why they would not assent to it. And they did not also transmit the bill back to us. They imprisoned it there. So the 9th Parliament on resumption took back the bill. And as you recall, that's a private member's bill. And so members of this House took it up. We've gone through the whole process as detailed out in our standing orders. But as it went through the process, the new government indicated that they wanted to take it as a public bill. I personally disagreed. I made it known to His Excellency the President that this is an initiative of our people, the traditional leaders, the religious leaders, civil society leaders. Ghanaians wanted this bill passed through private members' bill. And so be it. We'll process it as private members' bill. It has to come back to the Speaker. You know, our rules have given what the Speaker is expected to do, which I will do before it can be laid in the House.
Speaker Alban Bagbing there. Now, earlier this week, President John Dramani Mahama assured the Christian Council that he will sign the bill if Parliament passes it.
With regards to the Family Values Bill, you are all aware of what happened the last time during the past administration. There was a legal tussle, and somebody filed an injunction against Parliament to injunct the Speaker from forwarding the bill to the President for assent. And so the situation is that the bill was never submitted to the President for assent. So it was not submitted, and the President did not assent. And by the Constitution, any bill that is not assented to by the President before the expiration of the life of Parliament expires. And so it means that the bill has to be relaid in the House. The Speaker has given notice that he will allow it to be relaid. But if you want the position of my government, marriage is between man and woman. A person's gender is determined at birth, and then also that the family is the foundation of our nation. That is our position. And so there are no questions or equivocations about what we believe. I believe that we are completely aligned with the Christian Council in terms of your belief. So we agree with the Speaker to relay the bill and let Parliament, you know, debate it. And if there are any amendments or whatever that have to be done, if the Parliament of the People of Ghana endorse the bill, vote on it and pass it, and it comes to me as president, I will sign it.
Well, it's a good time to tell you what happened in Parliament today. My colleague Kwiku Asante, Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent, joins us in the studio. Kwiku, the minority, they've been raising concerns about this bill, especially the lead sponsor, Reverend Intim Fojo. What exactly are his allegations?
Well, yes, Intim Fojo, who is now leading the efforts to get this bill passed, says it appears there is a sinister plot or a conspiracy by the majority and the government to not get this bill to come to the floor. And despite the speaker having given assurances 2 weeks ago, or more than that actually, that he will offer some guidance on this and make some determinations on this bill coming to the floor, that has not happened. And so today, when the majority leader presented a business statement, he seized the opportunity to make his fears and his concerns about this bill known. And he says the bill must be programmed as soon as possible so Parliament can work on it and pass it.
We debated it and we concluded. The controversy was resolved. Speaker declared that the bill has to be featured on the order paper. So the attempt by this government, by blocking this bill and blocking it from being featured, is a big disappointment to the people of this country, to the over 93% of Ghanaians who believe that marriage is between man and woman. It is a big disappointment to them. We demand that if it was oversight or error, it must be added to the order paper so that next week it is laid and presented for first reading.
Well, the majority leader actually heads the business committee. He has been responding to these allegations. What did he say?
Well, yes, he is emphatic that it is not accurate that anybody will claim that the NDC do not intend to pass this bill, or in fact, they are hiding away from it. He says that, in fact, contrary to claims, they are not actually running away from this. It was President Akufo-Addo and the MPP that Parliament actually passed this bill, and they refused to make it law by signing it and assenting to it. And so as far as they are concerned, of course, there are certain legislative bottlenecks that are going on, but it's completely not accurate that the government and the NDC are running away from this bill.
So if there's anybody committed to this legislation being passed, clearly it is me and then the people on this side, especially to have it passed expeditiously. Now, you decide that it should be freshly considered by this House. And I think that at this point, the Speaker indicated that it is going through the mail and will come back to this House.
Well, thanks for staying with us here on Top Story. Kwiku Asante is still with me. You just mentioned some of the bottlenecks, really, that the majority leader made mention of. What exactly are they?
Well, it appears, in terms of the standing orders, if you look at what must happen for a bill to be first read on the floor, it would have to go to the speaker. The speaker has to admit it before it will come to the business committee for them to program it, for it to ultimately come to the floor. The Speaker of Parliament hasn't done that yet. In fact, on the first day of sitting of this meeting, the bill was advertised, but the majority got it out because, according to them, there were certain concerns. It was then that we heard from the majority leader talking about certain things being done, why he believes that a bill may have already been passed and all of that. And all of that had not been done ultimately. But when it was taking off and the Speaker returned from a trip abroad, he talked about the processes. What we cannot tell now is whether or not the Speaker is currently seized with the matter and whether or not he's going to make a determination as soon as possible. Because the minority and Reverend Intim Fojo, who is leading this crusade on their behalf, insists that they're setting sinister plot out there. Of course, the government disagrees. And we heard the president right now telling us that if the government passes this bill, if Parliament, I should say, passes this bill and it comes to his desk, he will sign it. What should happen now is for the Speaker to give it a clean bill of health. It will be first read. It will be referred to the Constitutional Parliamentary Legal Affairs Committee. They will work on it, and then ultimately it will then come back to the floor by a committee. The second reading will be done, consideration stage, and then amendments will be done as and when Parliament think is good enough, they will then pass it. So what is happening now is for the Speaker to approve it, and it will come back to the floor for for the processes to continue.
Now, for our audience, really, let's give them a little background as to how we got here. The whole back and forth with the 8th Parliament, even before this came up during the 9th Parliament.
So it was such a contentious issue in the 8th Parliament. Sam George, at the time, the now Communications Minister, was leading the effort. Reverend Tim Fojo and others were part of the sponsors, Mr. Bejra and others. The bill went through all the processes and then it was passed. When it was passed and it was sent to the desk of the president refused, the president then, Akufo-Addo, refused to sign it because at the time he said that there were certain legal actions that have been taken against the bill. And so because of that, he wasn't going to sign it. And the two legal cases he was talking about was the case involving Dr. Amanda Odoi and the Attorney General, and then Richard Delaskai, a broadcast journalist, who's a lawyer, who argued that there were certain things that had not been done with respect to the Constitution, for which reason they believe the bill had been passed unconstitutionally. And so they went to the Supreme Court. That case did take a lot of time. Ultimately, and invariably, was resolved in December, way after the election. But the bill did not get to the desk of the president, and so President Akufo-Addo left office not having signed it. In fact, there was at some point that the secretary to the president at the time, Nana Asante Bediatu, wrote to the clerk to parliament, warning him to cease and desist from any attempt to put that bill on the desk of the president by transmitting it, and that as far as they were concerned, there were certain legal issues, and until those ones were all dealt with, they were not going to sign the bill into law. So it was then that the bill just had to expire with the 8th Parliament, and then the 9th Parliament had come in. And as with the conclusive guidance the Speaker has given on this, and that is the generally accepted knowledge that if a business pens before the previous Parliament and the life of that Parliament expires, whatever business it is expires with that Parliament. And so the anti-LGBTQ bill, despite having been passed by the House, has expired, and the 9th Parliament would have to take it up again fresh. We heard from the President at some point that they were willing to actually do this as a government-sponsored bill. The Speaker actually confirmed this in the House at some point. He said that, and the Speaker said he disagreed with the President and said that Ghanaians actually want to see that this bill is passed as a private member's bill, and that is why that will be done. And so now the ball is in the court of the Speaker when he finally makes a determination that the bill has the all clear to come to the floor.
Thank you so much, Kwikwa Asante, a key member of our team and our parliamentary affairs correspondent, just giving us a background to what happened in Parliament and why this is topical. If you just tune in, we've been hearing from the Speaker of Parliament, Abang Babing, just rule on his verdict with regards to the anti-LGBTQ bill. The majority did not raise the bill on the floor of Parliament because the majority leader was of the opinion that that bill was already passed by the 8th Parliament, and hence the next line of action would be for the President to assent to the bill or otherwise. But then the Speaker was of the opinion that because it's a new Parliament, the bill has to be reintroduced for it to be debated upon, and then the next line of action would be for them to see if indeed the House can pass the bill. We've also been hearing from President John Dramani Mahama when the Christian Council paid him a courtesy visit at the Jubilee House. He assured that if indeed the bill is passed by Parliament, he would do the needful. We've also been hearing from the minority key member and a leading sponsor of this bill, Reverend Intim Fojo, tell us that indeed, moving forward, they will ensure that they fight this tooth and nail, because they imply that there is some sort of deliberate attempt to delay the passage of this bill. Why exactly? He said that is a conversation we're having here on Top Story. Thanks for staying with us here on Top Story. We're facing some technical challenges, but we're fixing it. And we still have a conversation for you here. Kwikwa Asante is still with me. Our parliamentary affairs correspondent will be engaging Reverend Intim Fojo, a key member of the minority, a ranking member on the Defense and Interior Committee, and of course, the lead sponsor of this anti-LGBTQ bill. Kwikwa, let's look at the processes. Should this even come up on the business paper for the day? What happens next?
It's even a big contemplation, in fact. It's a big issue as to whether or not this can actually be passed in this meeting, because as we know, this is what is called a budget meeting. And in a budget meeting, the preoccupation of Parliament is the budget. And once the budget is dealt with, nothing will be on the consideration or on the contemplation of parliament. So that is going to be done. But should, let's say, on Monday or Tuesday, the Speaker of Parliament calls for this bill to be advertised on the other paper, what is going to happen is that it will be read on the floor the first time, which will mean that somebody will rise up and buy all the sponsors, and then this bill would have been formally presented to Parliament for the first time. When that is done, the Speaker will refer the bill to the appropriate committee. In this case, it will be the Constitutional, Parliamentary and Legal Affairs Committee. When that is done, the committee will consider it. And in fact, in the last Parliament, they held public sittings, public hearings. We had a lot of things from sponsors, from persons who were opposed to it. We had all of them. They all spoke to it, specifically why they agree or they don't agree to the content of the bill. And when that is done, ultimately, the committee will come back to the floor and report. That will lead, or that will dovetail into the second reading. And then it is the second reading at which stage the report of the committee will be read and their recommendation. And their recommendation will be whether or not Parliament should approve or not approve of it. And when that is done, it will be debated. At that time, the principle, the bold outlines of the bill will all now be decided, will be debated front and square by members, both those who are for and against. Then the more tedious part, what MPs like to call the deleted insert part, consideration stage, where all the clauses of the bill will be advertised. MPs who have amendments to propose will all do so. It will be advertised on the other paper. They will be taken one after the other. In fact, even those who may not have an advertised amendment can do so on the floor. In fact, I remember that Alexander Afenyo-Markin caused a second reading to be done on several times because he wanted to remove the custodial sentence that were imposed in the bill. Ultimately, he did not succeed in that, and that was the time the bill was passed. When all of this is done, then the coast is clear to go to what is called the third reading. And once the third reading is done, the Speaker will bang his gavel, the bill has been passed. And then it will go to the desk of the President under the clerk to Parliament will certify it that a bill of this nature has been passed by Parliament. It will then go to the President. The President would have to sign it. If he doesn't want to sign it, for whatever reason, he would have to come back to Parliament and tell Parliament that this is the reason why I do not want to sign it. He can even refer the bill to the Council of State for advice, and all of that will be done. If he says he does not want to sign it because of A, B, C, or D, he can propose amendments. But Parliament can, by two-thirds majority, override the President, veto him. And then when it goes back to the President, in that instance, the President shall sign the bill. So it is a long process, but we've seen Parliament do a lot of bills very quickly. And so if there is a political will, and it's also the will that Parliament thinks that, okay, this is a very important bill that we need to take care of, they will do so. But this is also becoming like a political football because the NDC keep saying, but we passed this and the NPP refused to sign it. And so why are you asking Parliament to go through the same process again?
And now we have the minority, now the NPP. Yes. They're also alleging that there's a grand scheme to delay the whole process. And I'm sure there are also implications for the international community, which is watching. Many have raised concerns that should this bill be passed, there could be implications for Ghana as a country.
Yeah. In fact, those concerns have already been raised. And in particular, we've heard from those who are against, who said that there are real concerns about the finances of the country if this country decides to sign this bill into law. And the reason why they've said that is because they say that a lot of European countries that this country go to them for funds, these are not people who support this. And so if you now say that you are going to pass such a bill, it will come back to bite you. But they also said that, listen, you have the Donald Trump in the White House, and he clearly and his Republican Party do not have an issue with this. When this matter came up to the floor for some time, Alexander Afenyo-Markin did speak about it, talking about how the NDC were seeking to run away from the bill. Listen to him talk about all of this, talking about mobile pay and all of that.
There was nothing administratively in error. I dare say, for the records, you forced LGBT on the throat of the Akufo-Addo government. Today, you don't want LGBT. You would want it. Mobile pay, pa. Mobile pay, pa, 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 pa. You use it to win election. Now, when your stakeholders, the international community, is warning you, you want to run away.
You heard that, Alexander Afenyo-Markin. Thank you, Kwaku Asante, for just running. laying of the controversial bill. What's the basis for this allegation?
Yeah, very much so. You know, Faustina, just when the bill had gone through, the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill, which we recommenced it, February was submitted to Speaker of Parliament, went through all the processes as per the dictates of our standing orders, met all the requirements, duly gazetted, it matured, it appeared and was programmed on our order paper for presentation and first reading. The first day that we reconvened Parliament in the third meeting or the first session of the ninth Parliament. It was one of the first bills that was on the order paper. The next day, they removed it. And when we asked the question, they were disingenuous. The majority leader said that he didn't even know the bill was coming. He claimed that Speaker said he didn't know, he denied knowledge, and Speaker directed that it should be removed. And then all that controversy, later when Speaker returned a week on, he gave a ruling that there is nothing wrong with the bill and the bill must be reintroduced. So after Speaker gave that directive, the expectation of every Ghanaian was that the next day we'll see it on the order paper. It's been 6 weeks since the Speaker's directive. And now, just yesterday, we hear the President indicating that he says, if Parliament passes it, with a condition, if Parliament passes it, he will sign. Then he turns around and then joins up with Speaker of Parliament and Majority Leader, who is the leader of government business and the chairman of the business committee, to block it from being programmed 6 weeks on. You see, there's no way Speaker of Parliament can give a directive, if he truly meant it, for Majority Leader to defer it for 6 weeks without consequences. Today, we are told by the Chief Whip of the Minority and Majority, NDC, Honorable Dafia Mekpo, that the bill, that bill, human sexual rights, is not even part of the priorities at all. And that the only earliest time they will want to even look at it is 2026. He has just made that pronouncement on Eyewitness News and City FM, and he has made that very disappointing. So he has indicated clearly there's a mind game they are playing. They are not committed to the bill. They are so intolerant about the bill and intolerant of the bill, they don't even want to see it appear on the order paper. They can't even stand the sight of its final expression in the order paper. So it is not curious. And is it not mind games they are playing? Is it not disingenuous for a bill to appear on the order paper first day of the meeting and disappear throughout only to be suspended indefinitely? And they are not even sure when they want to bring it. So the grand plan that President Mahama and the Speaker of Parliament and the Majority Leader are doing is that they've taken a U-turn on their principle on this bill.
But we heard from the President just a while ago
Let me tell you the grand plan. Faustina,
Christian Council paid him a visit. He said he was ready to pass the
Faustina,
bill.
Let me tell you the grand plan.
Pass the bill.
The grand plan is that President Mahama, the Speaker of Parliament, and I'm mentioning names, President Mahama, the Speaker of Parliament, the Majority Leader, Mahama Yar'Adua, have conspired to throw away this bill and never to bring it and to delay it so that it doesn't even get to appear on the order paper, so that it doesn't even get to be read for the first time, so that it doesn't even get to go through considerations for it to be passed, so that President Mahama will say, I didn't get a bill and that is why I didn't sign it. We will not allow them.
But this allegations we cannot
will be broken.
What will you do moving forward?
So they should prove me wrong by bringing the bill back on the order paper on Tuesday. They should prove me and Tim Fojo wrong that what the assertion that I'm making is false by bringing it on Tuesday. So when they bring it on Tuesday, then we will know that the statement they made, that they are going to, by their Chief Whip, Dafia Mekpo, that they are deferring it until next year. They're not even sure when. I mean, you can't toy with the minds of Ghanaians. One over 93% of this country were so passionate about this bill and are still passionate, and even the more when we are having gay couples coming to desecrate our Independence Square and Independent Arc, even at a time when President Trump, by executive pronouncement, had given policy directive to all his embassies that they should relate to their other counterpart countries on the conservative principles of not promoting LGBT, and any country that promotes LGBT in their relations with the USA will have consequences. Any country that promotes abortion will have consequences. At the time green light has been given, what an opportune time for us to pass this bill. Must it be the time you shy away and throw the bill away? It has never happened for Sina.
The in our majority leader the majority leader, Alexander, Mahama Yar'Adua, actually heads the business committee. And so if this doesn't come up on the order paper on Tuesday, what is the next line of action for the minority?
Also, if this doesn't appear, and I told you, if what the assertion I've made that President Mahama, Speaker of Parliament, Speaker Bagbin, and Mahama Yar'Adua, if they have not conspired to throw this bill away, they will prove me wrong by letting it appear on Tuesday.
So you won't do anything?
If they don't, the Ghanaians will know that, yes, they have conspired to throw away, they misled them, they deceived them. Were not committed about this bill. They only chose to do politics with it, poison the minds of people about the MPP, which is a conservative party, our ideologies, center-right party, which abhors these practices. They did politics with it, branded as LGBT.
And it appears you're doing politics, you know, with it.
No, please. I am speaking the minds of the ordinary Ghanaian
who is disappointed in the politics. If you allow me, Reverend.
That NDC did.
During the 8th Parliament, Alexander Afenyomarkin raised concerns about a provision in the bill, custodial sentencing. Now, you don't have any issue with that provision of the bill as the minority?
The bill, as was passed in the shape and form as it was then, which, you know, survived a plethora of legal challenges, which were tested, which arguments and various provisions were tested all the way to Supreme Court. Supreme Court held that no aspect of the bill affront our constitution or any international treaty on human rights. And so it is that same bill that we have reintroduced in the same shape and form. Nothing will be diluted. Nothing will be taken out. Other things we're hearing was that now President Mahama and the Speaker are indicating that something should be removed from the bill before it is brought. We will not remove anything from the bill. We are presenting it. That is what meets the aspiration of the overwhelming majority of Ghanaians. We will not water it down. The same bill is what we have presented, that has been gazetted. Let them advertise it. Let us pass it. And let us give it to the president who has indicated he will sign. Recall, the same President Mahama promised Catholic Bishop Conference that he was going to bring his own government-sponsored bill. So for every ecumenical body he meets, he has a different narrative he tells them on LGBT. On one breath, I'll bring my own bill. In another breath, if you bring a private member's bill, I will sign it. Meanwhile, this leadership are toying with the beliefs and the values of Ghanaians.
Reverend Intim Fodjo, we appreciate your time here on Top Story. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. My name is Faustina Safa. For more news, please log on to myjoyonline.com. Kwekwa Sandy is coming up next. Please stay tuned in.